South Korea files first criminal case for a Dex rug pull. South Korean prosecutors have filed the country's first criminal indictment connected to a decentralized exchange rug pull, according to a digital asset report surfaced by Wu Blockchain on May 27, 2026. The case marks the first time Seoul has moved a Dex-native fraud through arrest and prosecution rather than treating it as a civil matter or referring victims to overseas venues. The development matters because most rug pull losses in Korea and globally have historically gone unprosecuted. Liquidity pools drain in minutes, contracts get abandoned, and victims are left to chase pseudonymous wallets across chains. Bringing a successful arrest establishes that on-chain fraud is reachable under existing criminal statutes, even when the venue itself is permissionless. The case anchors fraud law to on-chain venues. Korean prosecutors have brought multiple cases against centralized exchange operators and ICO promoters since 2018. But decentralized exchanges sit in a different legal posture. There is no operator to subpoena, no KYC records to pull, and no custodian to freeze. Investigators have to work from contract deployment metadata, funding wallets, and off-chain communications to identify a defendant. That this case got far enough to produce an arrest suggests the prosecution had enough off-chain evidence, likely communications, KYC exchange records on the funding side, or device-level forensics, to attach a real-world identity to the rug pull contract. Korea's crypto market has been one of the most active retail trading environments in the world for years, and the Financial Services Commission has steadily tightened the perimeter around licensed exchanges. Decentralized venues had so far been treated as a regulatory gray zone. This filing signals that the gray zone is narrowing, a signal for other jurisdictions watching DEX fraud. Regulators in Singapore, Hong Kong, and the EU have all flagged DEX-based fraud as a category they want to address but have struggled to prosecute. The Korean approach, using traditional fraud statutes plus blockchain forensics, is the most likely template for other regimes that already have strong consumer protection laws but limited crypto-specific legislation. For retail users, the practical implication is modest in the short term. A single prosecution does not change the risk profile of holding tokens on permissionless venues. But it does put would-be operators on notice that anonymity at the protocol layer does not guarantee anonymity at the human layer. Part of Korea's broader enforcement push, Seoul has been steadily expanding its enforcement footprint. The Virtual Asset User Protection Act took effect in July 2024. The FSC has pushed UpBit and BitHum on internal controls, and the Supreme Prosecutor's Office stood up a dedicated digital asset crimes unit. A DEX rug pull prosecution is the logical next step in that arc. What is unusual is the speed. DEX fraud cases in other jurisdictions have typically taken years to surface, often only after the operators were caught spending the proceeds. Korean prosecutors appear to have moved faster, which suggests the funding side of the operation, the wallets used to seed liquidity, and the off-ramps used to cash out, left enough of a paper trail to follow. Open questions. The initial report does not specify the token, the size of the loss, or the identity of the defendant. Those details will matter for assessing how broadly the precedent applies. A rug pull involving a Korean-deployed contract with Korean victims is the easiest case to bring under existing law. A cross-border case, where the contract was deployed elsewhere and the victims were Korean, would be harder, and is the version that would meaningfully expand enforcement reach. Bitcoin sits at $75,647 as of May 27, 2026, down 1.5% on the day, with the broader market under macro pressure rather than reacting to this news. The story is regulatory rather than price-driving.